Sister Sledge. That one goes out to Jerry and by extension, Elizabeth Bloodworth, our previous guests on Community Conversation. He's the greatest dancer. Jerry's a breakdancer, you know, Mark.
Yes.
Hard to believe. I'd like to see
it,
though.
He doesn't really look the type, but...
Hey, listen, you know, break out that Green Beret outfit. Anybody could rock some dance moves. Of course, the Bloodworths with the Teen Reach Adventure Camps in Kenosha. And what a great charitable effort. I mean, it's all about the kids. It's got to be about the kids.
And that's the great thing about it.
This is Glenn Klein along with that voice, my tag team partner Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversations. It is 12 minutes until 11 o'clock on your Valentine's Day morning, and he is the mayor of the great city of Kenosha. Please welcome back to your radio friend, Mayor John Antaramian. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
Just trying to stay out of trouble.
No impeachment proceedings on you yet?
I sure hope not.
Nothing in the wind thus far.
Nothing in the wind to my knowledge.
Do you know of this Teen Reach Adventures camps in the Kenosha area for foster children?
I know a little bit about it.
What programs does the city of Kenosha, I should say, have for troubled teenagers and children in general?
Well, most of those programs are all tied to the county, because the county government provides health and social services. So they're the ones who provide the actual services. What we've done is try to work with youth in our parks. One of the things we've done recently is brought back the old the outpost concept. When I was growing up, we used to have outposts throughout the city, in which case there'd be adult supervision. They would set up, you know, the baseball games. They may umpire a game with, you know, putting a bunch of kids together, just a sandlot type of thing. They'd have storytelling, just different things for different age groups at the parks. And so we've started bringing that back. So we've been doing that at Lincoln Park, and that was a very successful 2 years. Mayor Bosman started that program, and we were continuing it. And now we're expanding it to two more parks this year. And hopefully next year we'll extend to two more after that. So we'll have probably about five parks that will have different types of programs in them, not just sports, but education, movie night, kite flight, different things like that that we do, and those will be every day at the parks.
Mayor, you also have a very successful Boys and Girls Club down there in Kenosha, too.
Yes, Boys and Girls Club will be running one of the parks, and the Y will be running the other two parks. So I use the non-for-profits and fund them to actually run this concept. It works better having people who know what they're doing, who've been working with youth all the time, to run the programs better than the city. So we just help with them providing the funds and the area.
Speaking of the county of Kenosha, that reminded me, we missed you.
How was your bet with the county?
Well, we had Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser in here. I owed him a bratwurst for our Packers-Bears bet, and you were supposed to be in studio that day. But apparently we got dissed because you had a meeting with the governor of this great state, Scott Walker.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I do not understand why that would take precedence.
I'm sure I would have probably enjoyed the brat a great deal, but duty does call, and I did have a meeting with the governor to talk with him about some issues that I think are important to the area. One being lead pipes, which are throughout the state of Wisconsin, and it's an issue that needs to be dealt with. Fortunately, I believe the governor is going to be on board a program to deal with that. Senator Bob Coles of Green Bay and State Representative Todd Armstead from Kenosha area have been leading a charge to get some legislation put together. And so I'm fairly confident that we'll see that issue resolved so that we can actually start dealing with the lead pipe issue throughout the state.
What would represent a resolution of that issue?
Basically, the ability for water utilities to actually deal with the problem. Because right now, majority of the lead pipe issues, at least in Kenosha, I don't want to speak for other places. Other places may have different situations. But in Kenosha, my lead pipes were banned in 1940. And so there are no new lead pipes that were laid. So all my street pipes are all clean. There are no lead pipes in my streets. However, from the street, the curb, to the house, those laterals, a lot of them have lead pipes. Now, we treat that with chemicals in the water so that the lead doesn't leach, so it's not a problem for people. But as we do work, we should be getting rid of that, because if we don't, potentially the chemical gets shaken off. You could potentially have lead getting into the house at some point in time. It's just not something we want to have to see happen, similar to what happened in Flint with some of the changes that they made, and then they had all sorts of problems. So what we're looking for is, let's deal with the problem ahead of time and let the water utility, when I rebuild the road, fix the lead pipes all at one time on streets. And right now they can't do that. So the legislation will allow us to do that.
So you're literally going to pull the lead pipes out and replace them?
Right.
One thing that I noticed from both you and your colleague here in Racine, Mayor Dickert, is that you often refer to things in the first person. When I replace the pipes, my streets. Why do you...
My city.
Yeah, why do you guys...
Bad habit.
I'm not asking you to speak for Mayor Dickert, but is it a bad habit, or why do you refer to Kenosha that way?
I think with most mayors, we're all... It's because we're in love with the community that we are. We take it personal that this is what we do and what we believe in, and this is where we want to be and what we love. And so I think it's one of those things that just becomes it's our city or my city type of thing, which sometimes can, probably is not always the best way of stating things. But I guess from my perspective, and I'm probably Mayor Dickert's perspective, it's because it is part of us. And it's just, when things go wrong, we take it personal.
What is one thing that has happened since you've reemerged as the mayor of Kenosha that has gone wrong that you've really taken personally? It was the hardest thing since you've come back into office.
I would probably say the situation where the disagreement between the city, the county, the village of Summers, the town of Summers, and the town of Paris on the boundary arrangement that was being put through that literally would have landlocked the city had it not changed. That probably was the biggest disappointment, because I just got elected and that all happened immediately after I got elected. And so we ended up in a bit of a tussle with my neighbors. We've now come to an arrangement, and that's been resolved, though it's not totally done yet, but it's very close to being done. And in the end, the city will have about 3,300 acres of land to annex west of the I in the future.
This is Glenn
so
Klein.
That was resolved.
Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJAN's Community Conversation Valentine's Day morning. We're speaking with Mayor John Antaramian of Kenosha. Are you married?
Yes, for 35 years.
35 years as of when?
As of January, actually, January 16th.
Well, congratulations on that.
That's a
milestone. So on this Valentine's Day, what do you have planned for Mrs. Antaramian, if you'd like to share?
Oh, I'm not sharing that, no. Literally, we're spending the day at home, the evening at home. We're going to have dinner at home. I have some things that are being sent to the house, but I'm not going to say much more than that.
Because she could be listening right now, Mrs.
That's
Andrew.
Exactly right. You never know.
Yeah.
So it'll be a very quiet evening for the two of us.
What is the key to longevity in a marriage, 35 years?
Oh, my goodness. I think there's a whole bunch of keys. One is the ability to listen. I think that's some of the most important things that you can do, is that you need to know how to listen to what your partner is saying and what the concerns are, and not just blowing things off. It's listening. I really do believe that's a key component to any relationship.
How
on a long-term basis.
How important is it to have the same political philosophy?
Not.
Do you?
There are times we agree and times we disagree.
Because I was out of town late last week. I went to visit my sons in Southern California. It was my son Jacob's 30th birthday, and his mom and I surprised him at his birthday dinner. We just walked in. Dawn lives in Tampa. I'm here in South Wisconsin, of course. We just walked into his birthday in Irvine, California.
Cool.
And so on the way back, I stopped for a hamburger. I was hungry after getting off the airplane, and I met a middle-aged couple, probably in the ballpark where you and I are, A little younger than Mark, of course, but but no, we're right around our age. And they had a very different political perspective. And during the course of the evening, we talked, we had a couple of soda pops, and it came out that she, who was a Republican, he was a staunch Democrat, had actually voted for Trump. And that was the first time he heard that. That did not go over well. I'm wondering what kind of Valentine's Day they're having.
Sometimes it's just everyone has their own opinion of things. You got to let them have it.
Mayor, you said the key to a good relationship is the ability to listen. I think that's also a key to a good politician. Not only to have the ability to speak, but also to listen. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think that a good part of any mayor's job is listening and understanding where people are coming from. You don't have to agree. And I don't, many times, will go in a direction that people don't always agree that where I'm going is the right direction. But I always give people the opportunity to talk to me and to explain their position and why. And then that's the only way you can make good decisions. You have to listen to find out what people are saying and find out what the pitfalls are. Because not every decision is perfect, not every decision is right. But in this business, and it is a bit of a business, you need to make a decision. You move forward. If you're wrong, you correct the decision. If you're right, you just keep on moving on.
As a successful politician, which you are, you've been reelected now, having been away from the mayoral office in Kenosha for a while. When you have people who disagree with the position and the decision that you make, what is the best strategy in convincing them that you are right?
Don't try to convince them. If people have, once you've discussed something and you've laid out the things that you're laying out, if it's an internal issue, the reality is internally, once I make a decision, we move forward. But I make sure I listen to my people so that they have the right, that they have the ability to tell me where they think I'm making a mistake or to point out pitfalls that I may walk into by going the route I'm going. So you may modify what you're doing. Once you make a decision, though, you move forward. The same goes with in dealing with the public is that you explain why you're doing it. But there is a point in time when you're done with that, because there's nothing else you're going to do, and arguing with people isn't going to solve a problem. If you make a decision, you move forward. If you're wrong, you accept the fact that you made a mistake, and you tell people, yep, we goofed on that one. But this is why we did it, and here's what we're doing to correct it now. But I think that's the only way you can, if you're going to get things accomplished, that's the only way you can do it.
Well, obviously that is a complete departure from successful marriage. Because you know what they say, Mayor Antaramian.
And what's that?
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life.
thanks so much, Mr. Mayor.
All right, guys. You take care.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
The community conversation continues on the other side with Scott Fisher of My Sky Circus. Coming up after WRJN covers the world at 11 o'clock.
Flynn fallout, waiting to go home. I'm Michael Toscano. Calls for hearings are mounting on Capitol Hill after the departure of President Trump's